Can yoga do anything for my lymph nodes? Find out on this next podcast of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you for joining us for another podcast. If you are a first-time listener, welcome, and please check out our multiple, literally hundreds of other podcasts that we have. In particular, for this specific topic we're on now, we started this at the beginning of January 2021, and we are definitely on a topic, so please go back and listen to those. And those of you that are regular listeners, thank you so much for being so loyal to us and our journey. So here we are. I thought we'd switch gears a little bit. I know the last few weeks we talked a lot about the lymphatic system. We talked a lot about lymphatic massage, the vibrator play. We talked about diet, and we talked about juicing. And so today I thought we'd switch a little bit and talk a little bit about yoga. All right. So, yoga.
Well, you were looking, you've been searching for something to do for yourself.
I have,
for a while.
I have been. Yeah. And I know about a year ago, or over a year ago, Tina got me a yoga video, and we did it for maybe two or three times. We watched and followed along, but that was pretty much it. It fizzled out. And so when I got my news about the abnormal CT scan with the lymph nodes back in September, Tina started like really pushing me to go and do yoga. And at that time, I had joined the gym, Mountainside Fitness, and had started going to work out in the mornings. And so she knew, I had told her that they had all sorts of classes.
Yeah, well, the other thing was, is you were doing a lot of treadmill work, mm-hmm. and you were also lifting some weights here and there, but I really didn't feel like you were building your core like
right.
you should, you know, and you realized actually doing some exercises here at home that your core was pretty weak, and so that's when we talked about yoga.
Right.
Yeah.
And so actually, I have a question for you. Was that the main reason then why you were encouraging me to do yoga?
Yeah, mainly for your core.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
To build your core, build up both sides of your body, your balance.
Okay, all right.
Like
so mm-hmm. so she was encouraging me to do it for the core. And other than that, I really did not know much about yoga. And the other thing too was, obviously, I'm more focused on what is this going to do for my lymph nodes. That's what I was really focused on. But she encouraged me, so I went and I joined a class. And I tell you what, I mean, this is not a commercial for Mountainside. We're not affiliates of Mountainside or anything like that. But it's amazing. They have all of these yoga classes. And there's over 100 different types of yogas that you can do. And so
most yoga studios offer like a variety of classes.
Right.
So that if you're a beginner,
right.
you could take a beginner course. If you're intermediate, advanced, if you want like really hard yoga, you could do really hard yoga. So I think depending on where you live, I'm sure you could find a yoga studio.
Absolutely.
Have to be Mountainside.
But I'm going to tell you that this is not Mountainside is a fitness place. You go, you work out. They have all sorts of weights and machines and treadmills. Like it's huge. And then on the side, they have all of these classes going on, not just yoga, but Zumba and cycling and,
right.
you know, all sorts of stuff. But even within the space of yoga, they have all sorts of different yoga classes. So it's true. You can go to a yoga studio and do it that way. But anyway, so then my next thing was, which yoga should I do? I have no idea. There were like five or seven different yogas that they mm-hmm. had. So, you know, I just picked one. And called Flow Yoga and started going. And again, I'm like, you know what? I don't know what this is going to do for my lymph nodes, but Tina says it's going to help my core. And so I went. And I just started going, like, they had a Tuesday and a Thursday evening class at 5:30. So I started going to those. And what I noticed was, first of all, when I entered, that it was very serene. Very zen-like, very, very, you know, the lights were dimmed and there was some music, low level, very light, relaxing music playing, kind of like some, like Indian, what I would imagine. I mean, yoga's roots, ancient roots are from India.
Right.
So, you know, it was just very, like, very relaxing. And then I already, Tina bought me a mat, and so I took my mat and you know, I had no idea, and I was just concerned. I'd heard about the poses, and I was like, oh, my goodness.
Well, our kids grew up doing yoga in Montessori school.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
So they used to come home and show the poses, and we used to do yoga with them with the poses.
Yes, yes. But I heard about this downward dog and pose, and I was like, my goodness, what the heck, man? I'm going to be able to get into this pose. That was really my greatest concern, other than what's it going to do for my lymph nodes.
But are you gonna do show and tell on this?
No, podcast? There's not going to be any show and tell on this podcast. But basically, you know, and because we were in COVID, all the mats were distanced. But there were like 12, I think, like 12 or 14 people, and I mean, it's a really big room, and everyone was spaced out nicely, and there were already some people were already there. Some of them were laying down. Some of them were sitting. Some of them had their hands up to their heart. Just all sorts of you know, different. I mean, everyone was there, and who knows everybody how long anyone had been doing this. For me, this was really the beginning. Mm-hmm. And so the teacher did like a little yoga meditation and did some stuff to just relax us. And what it did, that the class was 45 minutes, and it just transported me to a completely different realm. Like, it just quieted my mind, and I guess that's one of the, you know,
it's one of the
it's
benefits.
The physical, the mental, the spiritual, mm-hmm. You know, combination of relaxing you, and as far as the postures, like, honestly, I forgot about my concerns with posture. And whether I was going to be able to hold the postures, because the teacher was so kind and knew that there was probably all sorts of different levels of yogis. Mm-hmm. And so she would preface every posture by the, you know what? Don't push yourself. Listen to your body. If you feel that you can't do this, it's okay.
Do
what you feel you can do in your practice. And mm-hmm. they call it a lot, you know, that's what they refer to it, the practice. And the postures are asanas. And so it was just amazing. And little did I know that these postures, some of the ways in which you position your legs and your arms and your breathing, I mean, the breathing is all a huge part of it, actually help so much in the flow of the lymphatic. Mm-hmm. Okay? And so doing it, into a couple months of doing it, I remember one day the lymphatic massage therapist that I go to, I remember she's like, wow, your flow today, when she finished doing my lymphatic massage, she's like, your flow is really good. I really think the yoga is really helping you. And still at that point, I still didn't understand, like, how would yoga help me? But then she said that, I'm sorry, you're probably hearing our little dog cuddles. Mm-hmm. She's dying to come in. So mm-hmm. if you hear a little
we're
barking,
we're just going to ignore her because she doesn't get owned by us.
So anyways, but even still not understanding at that point how I was helping my lymphatic, I really felt like it was just such an amazing way to end my day, because I was doing it on a Tuesday and a Thursday, which are full days for me to do endoscopy. So on my feet all day doing procedures. And it was just such a peaceful way to end my day that I literally would come in, like, probably, you know, high stress. And, you know, I just finished doing, you know, 14 cases or however many cases, and now I'm coming in, and by the end of that session, Like, I honestly, like, she, at the very end, she'll put you, though, the teacher will put you kind of, like, I almost feel like I'm in a trance as she's, yeah, like, as she's, like, calming down our body. And I just, sometimes, I don't even want to, like, she'll say, okay, now start wiggling your toes.
And you're like, start wiggling
your fingers and your arms and start coming back, mm-hmm, into awareness. And sometimes, like, I just want to stay because it's so peaceful and it's just, mm-hmm, such a relaxing thing. And I definitely, I mean, Tina was right. It's definitely been so great for my core. There are some poses that I'll come back that night and show Tina because I'm like, I can't believe she put us into this pose. And it's like, you know, you're holding your whole body just with one arm. And, mm-hmm, and so it really is great for the core and the balance. Mm-hmm. And so definitely, I have learned more, about how it actually helps the lymphatic, you know, and part of it is just the positions, the posture that you're in. Part of it is the breathing, part of it is the actual movements that we're doing during that posture, because some postures, you know, depending on the type of movement, you know, will, I mean, just the combination of all of that just helps not only the muscles, because you're moving the muscles, which muscle helps move the lymph fluid through the lymphatics, but even just staying in a certain posture without movement, mm-hmm, and then with the breathing. So it's just a combination, which I'm still learning about. I'm learning so much about it, but it has made me more aware. It's made me more aware of myself, of my spirituality, my own physical and mental. It's made me more aware of others. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that my teacher is really big into. She's really big into our intention and our awareness, but not only of our own personal, but in becoming more personally aware, also becoming more personally aware of our environment, of others, of the suffering and the oppression that's out there, of all sorts of stuff. She's really big into social justice and how to use your yoga in social justice. So it's really been a brand new world that's been opened up to me that has been so healing in so many ways and continues.
Yeah, and one of the things that's come up in you doing yoga is this whole social justice concept and some of the things you've learned through that. And what I like about it is that, you know, yoga tends to be a very kind of white woman thing, mm-hmm, right? And mm-hmm, I want to encourage everyone, no matter what color, no matter what gender you are, to consider doing yoga, because we live in such a hard time right now. And if we need, if anything, like, we need to just be able to go somewhere for an hour and just let go, right, you know? And I think, right, yoga is such a great way to do that. I mean, not only to help with your mind and your spirit, but also your body physically. It's a great way to have both, and we need it so much. So even if you don't feel like, oh, yoga's not for me, oh, it's kind of a white woman thing.
Like a thin woman, know, yeah, type,
it's
stereotype.
It's all shapes and sizes. Exactly. It's all, exactly, genders. It's all nationalities and races.
Everyone.
So don't.
It's for anyone.
Yeah, so
anyone.
Go, like, please find a yoga studio near you. Go try out a class, a simple, low impact yoga class, and just go release for an hour.
Yep.
And see the benefits for yourself.
And actually, talking about the price, supposedly there are some yoga studios that will do free classes. But I have to put this plug in for Mountainside Fitness, because I was really concerned about how my teachers were getting paid, because I pay a monthly of $38 a month. That's it. Mm-hmm. $38 a month, okay? And with that, it's unlimited. I can go and work out, use a treadmill, do the weights. Right now, I'm mainly using it for the yoga classes, mm-hmm, and I'm doing at least two. Sometimes I'll do a Saturday class, not as often, but you could do as many classes. You could do a yoga class every day, mm-hmm, every day, and then go work out on the treadmill if you wanted to, or do weights, okay? So honestly, $38 a month, mm-hmm, I think most people, yeah, could afford $38 a month just to feel better, to get better, and, you know, for your physical, your spiritual, your mental, your emotional. So Anyways, I think we will bring this podcast to an end. Thank you so much for joining us for today's podcast, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.